Occupational English Test. Listening Test. This test has two parts. Part A. In this part of the test, you will hear a general practitioner talking with Ms. Lee, a woman with a bladder infection. You will hear the consultation once only in sections. As you listen, you must make notes about the consultation under the headings given on the answer paper. Turn over now and look quickly through Part A. You have 1 minute to do this. You must give as much relevant information as you can under each of the headings provided. You may write as you listen, and there will be pauses during the consultation for you to complete your notes under the relevant heading, and to read the following heading. There will also be 2 minutes at the end of the test for you to check your answers. Give your answers in note form. Don't waste time writing full sentences. Remember, you will hear the consultation once only, and you should write as you listen. Now look at question one. Question one has been done for you. Good afternoon, Ms. Lee, is it? I'm Dr. Jacobs.
Hi, Doctor.
So have you been to this medical practice before?
Yeah, I have, yes. Probably about 3 months ago. At that time, I saw Dr. Kuma.
Oh, okay. No problem at all. So what can I do for you today?
I think I may have a bladder infection.
Sorry to hear that. Tell me, what kind of symptoms have you been experiencing?
Well, for the starters, I've got a crampy feeling in my lower belly. And I also have some very bad lower back pain.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a few questions and we'll try to get to the bottom of it. Now look at question two. Take notes on Ms. Lee's symptoms and period cycle. Do you remember when the cramps actually began?
I think it was about a week ago, maybe a week and a half. I know it sounds silly, but it's difficult to remember the exact day.
That's okay. Just a rough idea is enough. And you sure these symptoms are not related to your period?
Yeah, I finished my last period about 2 weeks ago. I think it was on the 16th, and again, I can't be certain.
Okay. Well, I'll have to ask you a few personal questions about that if you don't mind. Are your periods generally normal? Any problems? Abnormally heavy with excessive bleeding? Or are they prolonged or irregular?
No, they're usually just normal. I mean, I have the occasional heavy day or two, but they're generally very regular.
So what is your typical cycle?
Oh, you mean days? 28 days?
Okay. Now look at question three. Take notes on Ms. Lee's further current symptoms and problems. Okay, so that's good news then. Do you have any other symptoms currently?
Well, the main thing is that it seems like I have to pee every few minutes. I always seem to have the sensation that I need to go. So it's also making work really awkward these days. I mean, nobody says anything, but I'm sure they have noticed.
That is a common symptom of a bladder infection, yeah.
There's also a slight burning sensation when I urinate, and it's cloudy too. It also has a strong smell.
Okay. And apart from that, is there anything else that you've noticed?
I've also had a bit of a fever for the past few days.
Okay. Have you had any other recent illnesses, a cold or a flu?
No, I've been very healthy.
That's good to hear. Now look at question four. Take notes on the details of the testing process. Well, all the things that you've described certainly fit cystitis. We can check it out easily enough. I'll give you this sample cup, and if you can take that down to the toilet and bring back a sample, we can try to find an answer for you. But we will need a clean catch, so start the stream first and then get the sample. So midstream, you could say. You don't need much, just half the cup is more than enough.
Okay, no problem. I already feel the urge to go again anyway, so perhaps it's good timing.
Okay, great. The toilet's just down the hallway, and it's the second door to your left. Now look at question five. Take notes on the clinical testing process and findings.
Hi, doctor. Do you think this is enough? Sorry, I was a bit nervous, so it took me forever to get started.
That's okay. Yeah, that's certainly a large enough sample. Let me test it with one of these urine quick test strips.
Oh, really? Is that simple? I thought it could take days to find out.
Yeah, this little strip can test a variety of things, some of which are very indicative of bladder infection.
Maybe I should get some of those.
Well, you can if you like. They're sold over the counter, actually. Okay, let's see what we've got. The nitrates are positive. A leukocytes are positive, and a trace of red blood cells. Everything else seems to be normal.
Is that a good or bad thing?
These findings are certainly consistent with the bladder infection. The nitrates are a byproduct of bacterial metabolism, and leukocytes are the cells your body uses to fight the bacteria.
What about the blood?
Blood is sometimes present if the infection is considered sort of moderate to severe. I want to do one more thing. We'll put a little bit in a tube and spin it down.
So what will that do?
That'll concentrate all this cloudy material at the bottom of the tube. We can then stain it and take a look at it under the microscope. There's actually a monitor hooked up to the microscope, so you can also see what's in there.
That sounds like it could be interesting.
Now look at question six. Take notes on the details of the findings and possible causes. Okay, well, you see all those little things swimming about on the monitor?
Yep.
Those are bacteria, and lots of them.
Those are in my bladder.
Yep, and they seem very content.
Oh my God, that looks disgusting.
There's no need to worry. About 90% of bladder infections are caused by E. coli, which is a very common bacteria and can be easily treated. Women have a far greater vulnerability than men, and it's very common, especially if you're sexually active.
Okay, well, that's good news that it's easy to treat. I'm happy about that part, at least.
Are you currently taking any medication?
Not at the moment, no. I take some vitamin supplements, but that's it.
You mentioned you saw Dr. Kumar before, but are you seeing any other doctor for, like, any other health problems?
No, not really. I only saw Dr. Kumar that one time. I had a regular GP growing up, but since I moved, I haven't been back.
Okay, no problem at all. Now look at question 7. Take notes on the prescribed medication and any side effects. Okay, well, I'm going to prescribe you 7 days of macrodantin, which is an antibiotic. While you will need to take the antibiotic for 7 days, the symptoms should be gone, or at least dissipated, in 2 days.
Okay.
You'll need to take the macrodantin 4 times a day, and furthermore, you should only take it after meals. Now, I don't want to confuse you, so if you want to write this down, it may help. I want you to start it right away. So by that, I mean go and grab a bite to eat after you leave here, and get the first one down as soon as possible. You can then take one after dinner tonight, and finally, one more with a glass of milk before bed. Tomorrow, you can just divide the 4 doses evenly throughout the day. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, that's okay. I understand.
And I'm also going to give you 2 days' worth of pyridium, which, when excreted, has a local analgesic effect, and that will relieve some of the more unpleasant symptoms you've been experiencing. The things like the burning, the urgency, etc.
So it's only 2 days' worth? Will that be enough?
I don't think you need more than 2 days of pyridium, as it's purely, basically just used for symptom relief. And apart from that, if you take it for any longer than 2 days, it may actually mask the symptoms.
Okay.
The pyridium should be taken 3 times a day, and it should also be taken with food, and at least 2 glasses of water. Now, pyridium will also turn your urine a vivid red-orange colour, so don't be alarmed by that. It is really quite normal. And pyridium will also most likely stain your underwear. Basically a similar colour. So I wouldn't recommend wearing anything expensive or white that you don't want stained a lovely orange colour.
Okay, well, that's good to know. It sounds like a lot to take in.
Look, don't worry about it. It will be on the prescription. And you've also written it down as well, so you shouldn't forget. But it's very important you finish the antibiotic, okay? You never stop taking them until the full prescribed dosage is finished, even if you're feeling fine. If you do stop them, you run the risk of the infection coming back.
No problem, I understand.
Now look at question 8. Take notes on the doctor's immediate plans and advice. As I said, the pain should be gone in 2 days, but if the pain persists after 2 days, I want you to call me, okay?
Okay.
I also want you to increase your water intake.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to send your sample to the lab for a positive ID of the bacteria. It's not likely, but if it turns out to be something other than E. coli, I may want to change the antibiotic you're taking. If that happens, I'll call you and let you know. So if you don't hear from me, you can assume that everything is fine. But I expect everything to be okay, and after 7 days, you should be fully recovered.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Now look at question 9. Take notes on the nature of Ms. Lee's work and bathroom habits. So before you go, can you tell me what sort of work you do?
I work in an assembly factory. Why is that significant?
I'm just wondering how easy it is for you to get to the bathroom during the day.
Well, we have to wear one of those white disposable protective suits. So not so easy, I guess. But the work is easy, nothing strenuous, and my co-workers are great.
I'm not worried about the labour part of your job. My concern is that you may not be getting to the toilet as often as you should.
Well, we can go whenever we want, but to be honest, we have to go through the hassle of unsuiting. Then going and then resuiting. It's a hassle, you know. It's a pain, so very few of us bother.
So I'm guessing you go as seldom as possible?
Yeah, pretty much.
How many times would you urinate throughout the day?
I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 times.
And how about at night?
Normally never, but since they started, maybe 3 or 4 times a night.
Isn't it uncomfortable to work, you know, while needing to wee?
We all have a routine. We rarely drink anything before lunch, and almost nothing at lunch. If you don't drink, you don't have to go to the toilet. It's simple, but it works for us.
So how much water do you drink each day?
Not much. 2 cups of coffee and a soft drink, maybe.
Now look at question 10. Take notes on the doctor's parting advice. Well, that is a problem. The dehydration and the infrequent urination is the perfect recipe for a bladder infection. If you're going to continue with this job, you're going to have to start drinking and, of course, urinating more normally. Or you're going to be in here with a bladder infection every few months. It may be a hassle, but you and your co-workers need to make some changes. If it would be helpful for me to explain this to your boss, I'd be happy to talk with them.
Oh, thanks, Doctor. But I don't think they actually mind. It's more about us just not wanting to go through the hassle. But I guess I'll have to just get used to it.
Look, the key is to basically not dehydrate yourself and to urinate when the urge hits. I mean, you can delay for a while, but don't hold it in for an hour or more.
Okay.
And try to drink at least 1.5 liters of water each day.
Yeah, sure, I will do.
Okay, so if there's nothing more, I'll let you go and get the prescriptions made up and get some food into you. But remember that if this persists, come back any time, okay? Yeah, I'll give you this. This brochure will give you just more information, just general information about cystitis and things you can do to avoid future cases.
Okay, thanks again, Doctor. I really appreciate your help.
No problem. That is the end of part A.